This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The South African social media influencers, you know, have been warned to get their tax affairs in order. The reason being that, you know, South African Revenue Services looks into undeclared income and, you know, and through online content creation and partnerships as well.
So, as an influencer or someone looking into becoming one, we are looking into how to actually declare your income to SARS and to stay up to date with your affairs. We're talking to Lawrence Mbokwane, who's a tax and global mobility services manager at SNG Grant Thornton, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jones. Good morning, Paul. And good morning to your listeners. Thanks. How are you?
Great. And thank you for joining us this morning. Maybe let's get straight into the issue by you first breaking it down for us, just for us to understand how an influencer can end up in trouble with SARS and what it means if you don't declare your income.
Okay, so if you have income that you don't declare to SARS, SARS can estimate your assessment based on the information that they have already. It could be from the bank statements or it could be from online. So if you don't declare that income, you are you can be in trouble by maybe having a surprise tax liability. And another one is that SARS can also impose penalties for undeclaring income, so for non-compliance.
And does this apply to micro-influencers or is it for the bigger influencers who make above a certain amount of money?
Yes, that's correct. So this applies to influencers that are earning taxable income that is above the tax threshold. So the tax threshold in the 2025 tax year is 95,750. So if you are earning below that amount, you are not in trouble. But if you are earning above 95,750 for the entire tax year, then you are in trouble because now you need to declare your income and pay tax to SARS.
Yeah. So maybe how do I declare a PR package, for example? Say I was working on something and I was doing PR work and everything, and then I get paid. So how do you, as an influencer, how do I go about making sure that I comply with SARS?
So you will need to, first of all, you need to keep track of your income that you received. I know that influencers are receiving different sources of income from different brands. So you will need to keep track of your income, number one, for the entire tax year. Just keep track of your income, even if you are receiving not an item which is not cash. Just keep track of that, keep the market value of that asset or service. Because you will need to calculate the total taxable income and see if you need to file a tax return or not. So if your total taxable income is above the tax threshold, then you will need to start filing a return.
Okay. And then that tax threshold again, you mentioned a number earlier on?
It's 95,750.
So what advice would you give to someone who's an influencer or they are looking into becoming an influencer when it comes to taxes? You know, I know you've just mentioned a couple of things right now about making sure that you keep that evidence and all of that. But this is someone who's just, you know, starting, or now they are hearing this interview and they're thinking, oh, my goodness, I have not been complying. Like, where would you say they should start?
Okay, number one, just keep all the receipts. So if you are receiving influencer income, just keep receipts of that. If you are incurring any expenses that are related to the influencer income, keep receipts of that, because if you are filing a return, all the evidence of all of that, those expenses that you incur or the income that you receive will be required when you file the return. So just start keeping all the evidence. If you have schedules, keep schedules. If you are traveling, keep the travel logbooks. And also, if you feel like you are overwhelmed, you can also contact a tax practitioner or a tax consultant. They can always assist and guide you in submitting your returns.
All right, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you coming through and breaking this down for us. That's Lawrence Mbokwane, Tax and Global Mobility Services Manager at SNG Grant Thornton.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.